Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If you grew up in New England, it's something you likely know well. How the sap from maple trees gets turned into sticky, sweet maple syrup each year in early spring. Ty Dinnan of the local nonprofit group known as Groundwork Somerville has been teaching that lesson to a new generation of local students.
It's a great way to integrate different lessons on science and environmental stewardship in sort of a sneaky way revolving around sugar. When you eat the vegetables from your gardens or you taste syrup from the trees, you respect them and treat them in a different way.
Okay, but it's also not hard to imagine that for kids, the whole sap experience is just a fun excuse for kids to drill holes into trees, as reporter Ari Daniel Shapiro found out.
Crosswalk?
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, there's one right
there. My God, I thought it
was. A spray of five brightly dressed third and fourth graders crosses the street in front of the Kennedy Elementary School in Somerville. They head just a couple of minutes away to a sugar maple tree in the backyard of one of the neighbors. Ty Dinnan leads the mini expedition to tap this tree for sap.
So, which direction is south? Have you guys ever heard never eat shredded wheat?
Yes!
Okay, so never
eat shredded wheat.
So we want to tap to the south. We can tap two holes in this tree because it is so big. I'm going to get the tools out of my bag.
Can I use the drill?
Actually, all the kids want to use the drill.
We're going to take turns. Everyone's going to get to use something.
But yes.
Everyone is not going to get to use everything.
They drill through the bark to get to the layer underneath. It's called the phloem, and you might remember from biology class that it's the part of the tree where the sugary sap flows. Once you've got about 40 gallons of this sap, an amount that would just about fill up your bathtub, you can boil it down to make a single gallon of maple syrup.
We have to do our second hole.
Can I do it?
I'll do it.
You already did it,
Shannon.
I was going
to do the hammer.
Dinnan manages to give everyone a turn, hammering the taps into the tree and then hanging and covering the buckets.
So we're going to put that, snap that right on.
That is cold!
Back at the Kennedy Elementary School, fourth grader Lean Alhadri raises her hand.
The pancakes that I eat, or waffles that I eat with maple syrup, is really sap that comes out from a tree.
Yeah, so real maple syrup is just sap that's concentrated, and that flavor, it's the flavor of the liquid that actually comes out of the maple tree.
Sometimes the densest of urban jungles really can produce the sweetest of rewards. For WBUR, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.